Good Sunday morning to you from Radio 1400 KCOW Alliance. Mike Glessinger with you with another edition of our Coach's Corner program, and it is brought to you by Accent Chiropractic in Alliance, joined by the coach, Travis Hawk. Coach, good morning. Good to have you with us here today.
It's good to be here.
And a good matchup the other night. As we were talking before, we didn't know that a track meet was going to break out, but we kind of got into a situation like that where it almost boiled down to the last team with the ball, and the last team to score might have won that game. 52-42, Sydney comes out on top of the Bulldogs in a high-scoring affair in our homecoming game.
Right. You know, just a very surprising outcome in a way that I would have never anticipated that honestly, that we would score 42 points, and I never dreamed that we would give up 52. You know, it's kind of like I said to you before we went on air, if you'd have told me they were going to score 52 points, I would have probably thought we got thumped. And then if you'd have told me we scored 42, I would have thought that we were going to probably win 42-14 or something like that. So they have a very good offense. You know, they're leading Class B in total offense, and they're leading the state in rushing, I believe. You know, last night they had 62 attempts for, I think it was 410 yards.
Wow.
415 yards. We actually outgained them. We had 525 yards of total offense. It's crazy that we have struggled so much offensively, and then we get things going offensively, and we just couldn't get them stopped. And the thing is, they didn't have a ton of big plays.
No.
You know, it was all 8, 9, you know, a 20-yard run every now and then, but it was just a lot of 5, 6-yard runs that we just couldn't get them stopped. And they have a great scheme for their personnel this year. That Anglin is a very fast, shifty. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody use that jump cut where they stop and change direction, you know, from a standstill as well as he does. And then they have, of course, Logan Lewis, that's a sub-1100 runner in track and throws a shot put over 50 feet. His dad was a starting fullback for the Huskers in the early 90s. And so they really have a nice combination, plus with some great linemen. So it made a very difficult challenge. Our kids fought hard. You know, we couldn't get a stop when we needed to.
And really, like we said several times this season too, they really didn't do anything probably new that that you didn't anticipate. They just did it well. And especially, again, with Anglin going wide, and they would put him on either side and run those sweeps to him. And you mentioned this in the pregame, too. If they can get around the corner and get that edge, the potential is there for some good gains. And I know we strung him out a few times, but still he just had good ability to right. make those cuts and get those extra yards.
Very patient runner. He'd get on the edge and almost come to a stop and let the lineman get out in front of him and then kind of nudge forward for 3 or 4 yards. And I don't think he's on this same level, but kind of Danny Woodhead-ish is what, you know, for our level. I'm not saying that he's, you know, that type of back, but he does a lot of those type of things where you'd see Danny just stop, cut, move. And so, you know, probably Logan Lewis gets a lot of the publicity, and really Anglin, I think, is, you know, probably in some ways a bigger threat.
They score first on their opening drive, and we also noticed this, too, is that we never attempted a kick, an extra point kick all night. Everybody, we went for two basically every time. Both teams did. Sydney scores first on a 1-yard run by Logan Lewis after their opening drive, but then the Bulldogs come right back and getting Jason Berglund involved again get him involved with the sweeps and actually through the entire game, too. But Jason scores on that 35-yard run to make it 8-8, but we mentioned he kind of gave Sydney a dose of their own medicine with our sweeps, and we had good success with those all night, too, it appeared, anyway.
Well, and that's, you know, I got to tell you that the touchdown that Jason scored on was as completely of a wrong run play as you could possibly have. We had shifted, and what we were trying to do was run sweep to Jason's side, just a toss sweep, and I somehow the signals got messed up, and because the linemen actually were blocking reaching to the other side. I mean, it is, and Jason, I thought, looked like a rocket going up that right sideline. I mean, just when he turned up that was his, I mean, he covered ground in a hurry.
That was a big burst of speed.
Right. Yes. You know, and Jason's a great athlete. He's a 44, I think, you know, 45-foot triple jumper. And, you know, that event is a true measure of athleticism. And so that was nice to see. I'd like to take credit for the call, because when that is said and done, if you looked at that formation, we only had two guys on that side of the center. And we brought Jason back in motion, and they handed the ball off to him. And I couldn't believe that he got around the end, because there was nobody there blocking for him. And then, you know, it is definitely what you'd call a tendency killer, because there would be no reason that play should work.
True. So it's 8-8 at that point. Sydney then scores a couple of times on Anglin. They score on a couple of runs by Anglin. It's 22-8. There's 3 minutes to go in the half. And we were just getting started, basically, because we score on a nice play. Cameron Nagaki makes a nice catch in the end zone from Josh Matulka, who we welcome back right away. He completes a long pass on his very first play, welcoming him back. He completes a 21-yard touchdown pass to Cameron Nagaki. There's 2:11 to go. Sydney, then with a minute 51 to go, scores on a 38-yard pass, one of the only few passes they threw all night. And now it's 30-14, but again, there's a minute 50 to go, so what the heck, plenty of time. We come back and score on a really nice play, I thought, from Josh to Trevor Kammerzell. Kind of a run one way, throw it back the other way kind of a play.
Right. You know, and I think we had a hook and ladder somewhere in there.
I had a hook and ladder in there, too. You're right.
Set up Cameron's.
Right.
One of those touchdowns. You know, a couple things. First of all, Josh Matulka, after the game, I told him, I said, I really don't even know what to say. I mean, the kid is out there playing with a torn ACL that is his ability to cut and decelerate is, it almost defies science, to be honest with you. I mean, he, the ACL is the ligament that keeps the top part of your leg
right
from going over top of the bottom part of your leg. So if you have a torn ACL and you go to squat, it feels like you're literally going to just crumble forward.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so he's playing without that ligament in one of his knees, and you would not know. I mean, you know, and obviously it has to bother him a little bit. He does have a brace on, and of course he, you know, before we even entertained the thought, he had to pass some tests to show that he couldn't get, that he could defend himself.
Right.
But he threw the ball. He was 18 of 30 throwing for 240 or 50 yards and a couple, however many touchdowns. And, you know, I just can't say enough about the gutsy performance. And on Cameron's pass, we'd noticed on Twins, what they did was they would flip a corner over to the other side of the field. And so the first play we ran Cameron, our tight end, on a corner route, play action pass to that side and ran him on a corner route. Well, they had adjusted by putting their free safety then over top of Cameron, and he ran a terrific route. He kind of took an inside cut, and the free safety tried to work over top. I'm sure he thought he was going to run a post. And then Cameron broke to the corner, and Josh threw it perfectly, and just a very well run route and a very well protected play, and just, you know, offensively things really were clicking.
And then on a second touchdown, even though it is credited as 11 yards, he probably had to throw it 30 or
right.
40,
it's,
because he was on the right sideline throwing to the east corner of,
right.
of the end zone.
It's something we did a lot when we had a TY a mm-hmm, few years mm-hmm, ago. Mm-hmm. Trevor would roll to the right and throw back to TY, and it is. You know, he threw that, and Josh actually on that play. That's probably, there was probably four plays last night that Josh got hit pretty hard, mm-hmm. and that was one of them. He rolled to his right, and he actually, when he threw the ball, both feet were off the ground.
Wow.
I mean, we watched it in slow mo, and He literally jumped to throw the ball, and he got hit pretty hard. But what a beautiful pass. And again, Trevor ran a great route. He has to take a path to make the corner think he's dragging across the field, and you kind of let the corner beat you. Mm-hmm. You know, let the corner feel like he's going to fight you over top, and then you stop and break to the back corner, and you basically hang it up and let him go get it.
It is 30-22 at halftime. It's anybody's game. It's a one touchdown, one possession game at that point. We're going to get the ball to start the second half. So some more fireworks coming up in the second half. We'll take a break. We'll come right back after this for Accent Chiropractic.